This is about you.
Victoria Woods.
This is about paying yourself first.
Businesswoman of the Year.
This is about life is full of choices.
Journal Records 50 Most Influential Women.
It's about, it's not what you earn, but what you keep.
White House Conference on Small Business.
It's about education is expensive.
The Journal Record Innovator of the Year.
It's about no risk, no gain.
Founder of Women for Financial Independence.
It's about success.
Sweet success.
Governor's Conference for Women.
Smart girls finish rich.
She's the president and CEO of Chapelwood Financial.
It's about consistency will always outperform occasional brilliance.
And she is the financial diva.
It's about the money, honey.
It's all about the money.
It's all about the money.
Victoria Woods.
Welcome to the weekend and welcome to It's All About the Money, Honey, here on News Radio 1000 KTOK. I'm your host, Damon King. I'm a certified financial planner professional and wealth manager with Chapelwood Financial Services, the sponsor of It's All About the Money, Honey. We have been on the air now for very close to 20 years, and Victoria Woods, of course, is our founder and CEO. She started this show many, many years ago. I joined the cast about 10 years ago and joined the firm then. So welcome if this is your first time listening. Hope that you get a lot out of this. We know that you will. If this is your 1,000th time listening, welcome back. We're so happy to have you. And regardless of how many times you've listened to this show, if you're here today, you need to know this one thing. At Chapelwood Financial Services, we are independent investment advisors to millionaires. And after more than 25 years of doing that work, we have cracked the code on what millionaires want. They want to sleep well knowing that they're not going to run out of money. They want to have the freedom to do what they want. And they want to make a big impact on their families and the world. We help our millionaire clients do that each and every day. And we can help you do the same thing. To help you plan well in advance for retirement, we offer one of our most popular resources right here. It's complimentary. All you have to do is text. What are you going to get? You're going to get our countdown to retirement. It's a simple checklist of the key things that you should be doing at least 36 months out from retirement, preferably longer than that, but at least 36 months out. And it isn't just a simple matter of you stop working. You can certainly do that. But you're going to enter retirement with a lot more confidence and less fear when you begin the planning process well in advance. The countdown to retirement helps you to do that. All you have to do to receive your complimentary copy of our countdown to retirement is text the word countdown, all one word, countdown. To 405-348-0909. When you do that, you will receive a link on your mobile device to download your copy of the Countdown to Retirement, and you're going to receive a link to schedule a 30-minute introductory phone call with a member of our advisory team. There's no obligation on this call. All that it is designed to do is for you to share with us what you're trying to accomplish. Where are the gaps in your plan? What have you not accomplished on your countdown to retirement? And do you feel that you're not confidently going into retirement? Because if not, we can certainly help alleviate that fear. We can help alleviate the pressure. We do it all the time. Whether it is helping you to reallocate your 401k, we do that for our clients. If you've got a pension and you're trying to decide, is it better for me to take the lifetime income or should I take the lump sum? Which is the better option? Should I go ahead and pay off my house now, or should I just let that ride and preserve my cash and instead invest the money? When should I claim Social Security? I've been on two Social Security appointments in the past week with clients where we got on the phone with an agent and discussed what their options were. What about long-term care? What about Medicare? What about estate planning? I've been helping lots of clients get their estate plans in order. Comprehensive wealth management is what we do. And when you schedule that 30-minute phone call with our advisory team, we can help guide you through that entire process. And we are guiding clients coast to coast right now through that very process. And we can help you do the same thing. So text the word countdown to 405-348-0909. You'll get the countdown to retirement as well as a link to schedule a 30-minute phone call with our advisory team. And we, in that short call, can determine how best we might be able to help you. And then we take the next steps. So the first third of 2024 is over. And here we are now in May. And that first third of 2024 has seen some pretty wild swings up and down for the market. The market's been all over the place. It started shooting out of the gate really quickly, which was kind of a carryover from 2023. But then as we got into February and certainly into March, we saw the market really go up and down wildly. Rather than spend a lot more time discussing why the market is doing that, because that's been discussed, cussed and discussed, we've shared it many times here on our show. We've shared it on our Wednesday webinars. We've been sharing it with our clients. Instead, today we want to talk about how you can stay calm in moments like this and why staying calm is almost always the best choice for your money. And I want to begin by sharing two quotes that I think are very relevant to what we're experiencing right now. Far more money has been lost by investors trying to anticipate corrections than lost in the corrections themselves. That quote comes from Peter Lynch. You may know that name. He was the fund manager for the Magellan Fund at Fidelity Investments, only the best performing mutual fund in the world. He regularly outperformed the S&P 500, more than double the average annualized return of the S&P 500. Here's another quote. The stock market is a device to transfer money from the impatient to the patient. And that quote comes from the Oracle of Omaha himself, Warren Buffett. You know that name. Both of those quotes highlight one very simple fact. If you want to get into the game, if you want to get into the investing game, you want to put money in the stock market, dealing with volatility is the price of admission. That's the minimum price that you will pay if you want to try to reap the rewards that the stock market can provide. However, we understand, we know that the consistent fear and negative headlines that you hear in the media make it really difficult to stay focused on what's really important, the long term. Investing is a long-term game. By its very nature, jumping in and out of the market on a daily basis, that's not investing. That is trading. If you want to trade, you're not staying invested for long periods of time. There's no consistency there. The only consistent thing is inconsistency. So there's a very big difference between trading and investing. By its nature, investing denotes long term, or at least longer terms than one day. Some people are trading hourly, and that's fine if that's what they want to do, but that kind of stock market action will get you killed if you don't know what you're doing. And we've got evidence of that. I'm going to share actual evidence of this with you right now. There's a company called Dalbar, and they put out lots of reports and surveys and studies on investor behavior. And they have an annual report called the Quantitative Analysis of Investor Behavior, or the QAIB report. And they do this every year. Essentially, what they're looking at is how are investors performing when they're managing their own money relative to what the stock market is doing. The Dalbar report has routinely shown that investors far underperform the S&P 500. Stock investors and even bond investors far underperform the Bloomberg Barclays Aggregate Bond Index. That's the most commonly followed bond index. For 2023, here are the numbers. Here's what the Dalbar report found for investor behavior in 2023. The average stock investor underperformed the S&P 500 by 5.5% in 2023. That was the third largest gap in the last 10 years. What about the average bond investor? The average bond investor in 2023 underperformed the Bloomberg Barclays Aggregate Bond Index by 2.63%. So not as bad, about half as bad as the stock investors. But this just goes to show, it's very hard to beat the market, and it's impossible to do it consistently for the average investor. Now, if you're a fund manager, again, like Peter Lynch, and you've got all this knowledge and skill, sometimes you can do that, all right? But it's very, 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 very hard and next to impossible to do it consistently. And there's a simple reason why. Number one, nobody knows what the market's going to do. A lot of people think they know what the market's going to do, but usually what happens is this. Here's the cycle. Investors buy. And usually, what are people investing in? People are investing in whatever they hear everybody else is investing in. It's groupthink. And by the time you invest in something, everybody else is already in it, so the price is higher, right? So you buy high. If you hear the news, you watch the news, or you get an email from some tip sheet that you're subscribed to, that tip sheet's going out to 3 million other people, or however many people. If everybody goes out and buys it, demand goes up, what do you think happens to the price of that stock? It goes up, right? And so you begin thinking, hey, I was a genius. I got in before everybody else. No, you didn't. You got in with everybody else. And you bought high. And then what happens? You watch the news again. And this time you hear about the newest disaster in the world. There's always some disaster going on in the world. There's always some bad news. There's always some reason for the market to just vomit all over itself. And people watch the news and they take advice from sources that are designed to scare you. The media, the mainstream media, it's designed to scare you. If you're watching news, I'm not talking about, you know, television shows. I'm talking about the news. You know, have you ever wondered, why does the news lead with all the disasters and all the bad news? Every night, watch the news. The beginning of every newscast is some tragedy, some calamity. Because that's what sells. That's what people want to watch, right? And the same is true when it comes to the financial news. It's always the bad headlines, all right? And people watch that. You probably watch it. And if you are watching it every day, especially if you're retired and, you know, you've got more time on your hands and you're sitting there, I know a lot of you sit and you watch the news all day long. And a lot of you are making your investing decisions based upon that news. Now, that doesn't mean you shouldn't be informed. You need to know what's going on. I pay attention to news too, but I don't sit there and consume it and base my financial decisions off of some talking head. I look at economic reports. I listen to what's going on at the Federal Reserve. I pay attention to earnings reports, things like that. But the reason the average investor underperforms, far underperforms the market consistently, is because people buy high, they listen to the news, they try to time the market, they end up selling low, and those losses are then locked in. And then they try to jump back in when they think it's at a good point, and the cycle begins again. No one has a crystal ball that works. No one. Warren Buffett doesn't try to time the market. Okay? Now, Warren Buffett and others like him, when you got a lot of money, you can concentrate in one or two or even three stocks that you believe are going to perform well, and you can build a lot of wealth. But if you're trying to constantly bounce in and out of the market to find the winner, that is next to impossible to do. So nobody's crystal ball works. But history is on our side. And this is what you need to know. This is the key point right here. Going back to 1980, the average intra-year decline in the S&P 500 was 14.2%. What does that mean? It means that at some point in the year, the market fell by an average of 14.2%. Okay? So take any year from 1980 through 2023, and at any point in one of those years, the market did go down. The market goes up and down throughout the year. But what we look at is the starting point and the ending point, January 1 to December 31. The market may end positive by the end of the year. However, at some point in that year, the market fell many times. What was the average intra-year decline, the largest average decline? 14.2%. Yet, over that same time, the S&P 500 was positive 33 out of 44 years. 33 out of 44 years, the market ended positive, but the average decline at some point in those years was 14.2%. Here's what happens, all right? And I've seen this, I can't tell you how many times over the last decade. People get in the market. A major decline comes. They get panicked, and they hit the button, and they sell because they think it's going to last forever. And I know a lot of you still have some PTSD from 2008, right? Or maybe even from the dot-com bubble of 2000. And you remember that. And that sticks with you. It's an emotional response. It creates this visceral emotional response. And our brains are hardwired to react to emotional responses with drastic action. So what do you do when that memory comes back and you feel that feeling again? You take drastic action. In this case, you sell. Yet, you know, maybe a quarter later, the market has rebounded. It's happened countless times. This is why, from quarter to quarter, even from year to year, you shouldn't be trying to jump in and out of the market. There will be bad years. We average a bear market every 3 to 5 years. Your retirement's going to be 30 years. Pretty good chance that over the course of a 30-year retirement, you're going to see 8 to 10 bear markets. Declines of 20% from a previous high. Corrections are a decline of 10%. Those happen all the time. We average a correction every year. At least one. But that doesn't mean that the market doesn't end up positively over the long run. 33 out of 44 years from 1980 to 2023, the stock market finished positive. So what does this all mean? It means that the people who are far more likely to avoid running out of money in retirement are those that have a plan and stick with it. Because they know that over the long run, or at least they have someone that has taught them, that over the long run, you will likely be rewarded. Now, does that mean we never make changes? Of course not. As your life changes, so too should your plan. It's only natural that as you get older, you may want to dial back on the amount of risk that you're taking. Maybe you want to boost your income production at some point. And that's actually why we set the plan up to do all of those things, grow, protect, and generate income all at the same time, but not with the same money. You separate your money for that purpose. If you've got a couple $1,000,000, you're not just going to invest it all in one stock or one mutual fund, and you're not going to invest it all in one type of strategy. You've got some money that is safer, generating income for you because you need it now. You've got some money that is more aggressive, growing for you because you don't need it for 20 years. And if it does fall, which it will at some point, you don't worry because it's got time to recover. Because now you know, 33 out of 44 years, the stock market ended positive. Those are pretty good odds. Meaning that if you just stay consistent, what does Victoria say all the time? Consistency will always outperform occasional brilliance. And that simply means create a plan, stick with it, make course corrections where necessary, but in general, we're going to head in that direction. There's a little pothole over here. Okay, let's go around that pothole. But we're still headed in the same direction, right? Now, you can put some of these things in place, and you should put some of these guardrails in place well in advance. What are some examples of guardrails for your money? Well, for one thing, you can remove some of your money from the risk of loss entirely. There are strategies out there where you can completely eliminate the risk of loss. CDs are one of those. Buying government treasuries is another. And using insurance to protect some of your money is another. We do that all the time. Right now, we actually have some protection strategies where you're getting 10% bonuses on your money. You put your money in there. It's in there for a certain period of time. You get a 10% bonus, possibly more, depending upon the type of strategy. And then you earn interest over the life of that account. You need to access some of it a little bit. Okay, here, we can take 10% out every year if we need the money. But the goal is protection. Oh, you need income? Okay, let's create a sleeve, a bucket within your plan that is focused on dividend production, bond income, harvesting capital gains. It's easy to do that. Very easy to do that. Oh, you need some tax efficiency at the same time because you've got this money over here that you pay taxes on every year. Perfect. We've got answers for that too. We're going to use special bonds over here that are tax exempt. Not going to pay any tax on that. We're going to target tax advantaged income over here for you. Easy to do that. Easy to do it when you have a plan. Not so easy to do it when you're just kind of haphazardly bouncing all over the place and bouncing in and out of the market regularly because you get scared is a path to reducing your wealth. You will leave money on the table by bouncing in and out of the market. You've got to stay disciplined. And it's hard. It's hard. Okay? Fear is an extremely powerful emotion. So too is greed. Greed is an extremely powerful emotion. You see somebody else earning a lot of money in something and you think, well, why am I not in that? Why shouldn't I get in that? You've got to stop and look at, does that particular asset match my appetite for risk? Yeah, maybe somebody got 136% return. Have you ever stopped to consider that maybe it's extremely risky and that's why they got that return? And it could just as easily fall 136%? Do you want that kind of craziness in your life? Most people in retirement do not. If you're looking for more consistency, more dependability, you are going to have to come to terms with this simple fact. You will sacrifice a lot of growth in exchange for eliminating risk. That's the trade-off. There is no investment out there that gives maximum returns with no risk. What's more important to you in retirement? Hitting it big in the stock market or having consistent cash flow so you can travel, fix up the house? This past week, we had clients buy an RV. They've been planning that for years. Had clients buy a condo. Been planning it for years. Just had a client book a river cruise in Europe. Been planning it for years. You know what all of those things needed? Cash flow. You know what they didn't really care about? How much Google stock they owned. Or how much gold they owned. Nobody asked that. Hey, Damon, do I have enough Google? Okay, cool. I can book the cruise. No one cares about that. Damon, do we have enough cash flow to cover this? Perfect. Let's do it. That's what people care about in retirement. And the vast majority of the clients that we work with are not willing to take on all the risk that they once took on, and certainly not the risk required to get these double-digit returns consistently. What we're looking for, what our clients are looking for, is peace of mind, cash flow. I just want a nice, gentle ride as I enjoy my retirement. And how can you do that? Again, we're going to offer to you one of our most popular resources. It's our Countdown to Retirement. It's a checklist of the things that you need to be thinking about and doing 36 months, 24 months, 12 months, 6 months away from your retirement. And you go through that list and you begin to see, wow, look at all this stuff I got to do. It isn't just roll over my 401k. There's Social Security, there's Medicare, there's long-term care, there's your estate plan. There's making sure that you've got an income plan. Where's your cash flow going to come from? When you give up your paycheck, how are you going to replace it? Where's it going to come from? A lot of people don't know. They have no idea. They just look at their statements and say, well, I have money. Okay, well, where are you going to get it? When? How much of every dollar that you pull out is going to be replaced by income? If you don't know the answer to that, well, how do you know if you're going to run out of money or not? All you have to do to get our countdown to retirement is text the word countdown, C-O-U-N-T-D-O-W-N, to 405-348-0909. When you text countdown to that number, you will receive a link to download your complimentary copy of our countdown to retirement, and you'll also receive a link to schedule a 30-minute phone call with a member of our advisory team to discuss how we can help you enter retirement with confidence. Following that call, then we'll schedule your initial complimentary strategy meeting with us. We'll go into a little bit more detail, but it begins with a simple phone call, and we can decide and determine, you know, do we have the resources? Can we provide what you're looking for? And then you get to decide, do I even want to come and sit down with Chapel Wood and talk to them? Most people, yeah, they do at least once, you know, just to see, can we help? And the answer is, yeah, we can help. Who do we help? We help millionaires. We help aspiring millionaires. Our average client has well over $1 million. But we can help you also if you're at that $500,000 level and you're looking to get to the $1 million level. Perhaps you're a business owner and you're looking to exit your business in the next 3 to 5 years. And not only are you thinking about how do I find someone to help me value my business and sell it, but how do I find somebody who can help me invest all that money once I have sold it? We can help you with both sides of that coin. We have resources that can help you value your business and market it and sell it efficiently and effectively. And then once you've got the cash in hand, we also have the resources to help you get that money invested, build your plan so that you can begin writing your next chapter. We really love working with our business owners, because we've got all these resources available. In fact, you can go to our website, chapelwood.com, click on resources, and we've got a whole host of easy-to-read reports that highlight some of the things you need to be thinking about as a business owner. If you want to exit your business on your own terms, what are the things you need to be thinking about prior to selling? What if you want to sell to your family? How do you preserve harmony and peace within your family when a business is involved? Because some kids in the family may want to participate in the business, others don't. How do you make sure everybody stays happy? We help you with all of that. I hope that what you've taken out of today's show is this. When it comes to the market, it does get crazy. How do you protect yourself? Just don't participate in the crazy. Choose not to participate in the crazy. When crazy knocks on your door, you open it up and you say, oh, thanks so much, but we're all full on crazy today. We don't need any more. Don't participate in the crazy. And that'll help you stay sane. It'll help you stay on track. And it will absolutely help you to enter and stay confident in retirement. And that's what we will help you do here at Chapel Wood Financial. Thanks so much for listening today. Hope that you stay safe. Hope that you stay prosperous. And I'm going to leave you with the Financial Diva's very best advice. Don't take advice from broke people, physically, financially, or spiritually.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I salute the flag of the state of Oklahoma. Its symbols of peace unite all people.
Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Before investing in any product, consider your investing goals, time horizon, and risk tolerance, and the product's investment objectives, options, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Chapel Wood Financial Services for the product's prospectus or equivalent document and read it carefully.